Hello, this is Robin Ferguson, and I want to welcome you to the live webcast. I'm actually joined here, but not on the phone, working as moderator, our director of nutrition, here at Diet Free Life, Randa Dinkler. So Randa's here, so I just want you guys to know that. So she's helping out. However, she may not until probably a few more minutes actually jump in and be a part of the conversation. So I'm thinking that as we go, then you can turn on your computer in the other room, Randa. But right now we're kind of working a few things because you guys are going to be participating, and I want to get some of you on the line live having a dialogue with me here. Now, for those of you who are listening to the replay, continue to listen and enjoy the show. And obviously, immediately after this live broadcast, the replay is automatically available. Now, if you're listening to the very first time, I want to welcome you to the show. And if you're on the website and you're actually listening through the web, to the left on your page where you're listening from, there's an area where you can submit your questions for this event. So just go over to the left and toward the bottom. You would be able to put in your question, your name, the city that you reside in, your email, hit submit, it would come in. I would then be able to see your question, or you would have Randa actually go over your question, and then she would pass it on. And then our goal is to get to your question and provide as many answers during this live conference as possible. Or if you're listening by phone or you want to actually call in by phone, then you would be able to do that. So when you go online, when you click on listen in, you're given two options. You can click and listen via the web, or you can click and listen via the telephone. And when you first go via the telephone, what happens is you will have a phone number to dial, which is the main number. Right now it's 805 area code. However, if you want to choose a phone in your area, all you have to do is click on toward the bottom there. It says see the list of local dial-in numbers. You click on that, and then it will pull you up with a whole like list of numbers more likely to be in your area, so as far as your city or state, and then it can become a local call. You would call that number, and then you would go ahead and put in your information as far as the conference ID, and then you would be listening live. So if you want to be on live, just do that, and then I will give you an opportunity to actually be on live and ask questions during the live broadcast. Okay, so I hope that's making sense. Now, for those of you who are listening, and for whatever reason, if I am not coming across loud enough, through your phone, you can actually increase the volume or you can lower the volume. So through the phone, if you want to decrease the volume, you would press *3, and then it would bring the microphone volume down. Or you can go *4, and it would increase the caller's microphone volume. And if you want to participate, then, and you want to ask a question or participate in the conversation, all you have to do is click on *2, and what happens, it raises your hand, and Randa would be able to see whether or not your hand is raised. Okay, so *2 if you would like to participate as far as being able to ask questions, you know, via the phone. And so *2, when we start talking, or if you have a question that you want to throw out there, then go ahead and do so. Okay, and then I would then tell you that I'm going to bring you on, and then you would be live, and we would be able to have great dialogue that's going to help not just you, but everyone else. So as Randa is sitting here and enjoying the show, I'm going to go ahead and start off, Randa, by going to some questions, and then I want to invite you guys to raise your hand if you have a specific question before we move on, or go ahead and submit your questions via the Internet if you're listening that way. Okay, so we're having a good time. So far, so good. The first question that comes in today as we move forward through the eight-week challenge and gear up for the next challenge, because there is another one coming up, Randa. As we gear up for the next challenge, let's go ahead and go over a few questions, and then there's something I want to share with you, and then we'll continue moving forward, keeping everyone on pace to win the race. And the race I'm talking about is us being able to reduce our waistline and be as lean and as healthy as we most want to be. So let's see here. The first question that comes in is, I'm fighting with dangerously high blood pressure. The doc says my arteries are clear. Let me see, because I changed my diet, and I juice every day, and I exercise almost every day. What else can I be doing to get it down? If you have, okay, so this person, Susan, sorry about that, Susan. I more or less paraphrased that. You're fighting with dangerously high blood pressure, and the doc says that your arteries are clear because you had changed your diet. You're juicing every day. You're exercising almost every day. What else can you do? Well, I mean, that's a big question. My recommendation would be that we look at your overall food intake. Are you adding salt to your food? Are you eating packaged foods? If so, then I would look at bringing that down. And then what type of activity are you doing as far as exercise? You definitely don't want to do the wrong type of exercise, which means you wouldn't want to be doing anything that's going to be too strenuous. So I wouldn't do a lot of resistance training. I definitely wouldn't lift my arms up over my head. I wouldn't get up and down too fast. So you would want to make sure you're performing the right exercises. Take your time. I would do a lot of cardio, slow and easy, and really enjoy the process because, you know, I always say you're either gaining fat or you're losing fat. There's never an in-between. So you're either increasing your blood pressure or you're lowering it. There is no, like, just maintenance thing right there. So it sounds like to me you're doing everything to lower your blood pressure. So thank you for submitting that. If anyone else has any recommendations or things they would like to share, you know, again, hit star 2, raise your hand, and we would get you on board. We have a special guest that has called in and caught me off guard a little bit, which is great. But I want to bring this person on. Her name is Santita Jackson. So what I'm going to do as I'm talking to you, I'm going to pass on this information, as you can see right here, Randa, the conference ID, we need to give that and this phone number to Santita, and then she's going to call that, and then we'll bring her on. And I'll introduce you guys to Santita as we move forward because she has a great story. We have a great relationship, and I'll be telling you more about that, or you're going to get the opportunity to hear it. So she's calling in live. That's going to be great. Then we have Susan with another question here. It says, keep losing and gaining some pounds over. How do I stop this? You know what? At the end of the day, the thing that's going to help most of us is when we get it in our mind that we don't want to diet again. And as long as you have the right plan, then it all is going to work out in time. So we provide that structure that you need. And now it's just a matter of time before you are able to really embrace the lifestyle that's going to keep you lean and healthy forever. So that's I really believe that. You know, it's kind of like I just wrote a book, and in this book, it gives more of an express opportunity for people to learn about the Food Lovers Fat Loss System. However, because it's more or less the same thing that you would get from the whole Food Lovers Fat Loss System, it touches more on the mindset, the psychology, the inspiration, the motivation. And with this book, you know, I'm at a place where I need to rewrite parts of it so that I'm giving more of the mental attributes we all can benefit from in order to be lean and healthy. So that's a book that will come in handy for you, Susan, because at the end of the day, it's not so much what we know, it's what we do, it's what we put into practice on a regular basis that's going to help us in the short and the long term. Moving on, next question, we have Daphne Washington from Gardena. Hello, Daphne. The question is, the Valvano smoothies from Starbucks are delicious. Do I have enough protein in them to serve as a Food Lover's fat loss plate? And would this be okay thing to have after a workout? Woo! Well, if you go to Starbucks, for those who have heard this for the first time, they have smoothies. They're called Valvano smoothies. And there's three. I've seen four different flavors, but most Starbucks have three flavors. The one that has the banana in it is the one that I would say go with for a for your after-workout smoothie shake. But the other ones, unless there's a banana in it, I wouldn't use them for after your workout. However, the calories are a little low. What you could do is ask them to pump up the volume when it comes to the calories by asking for a double scoop of protein powder. And it's still going to taste great. So whenever I go to Starbucks, which I do, and get my Valvano Starbucks smoothie, then I have them double up on the protein, and it works out great. So there you go. Yes, you can, Daphne, that at the end of the day. So as we move forward, you guys, if you have questions, again, I want you to raise your hand. You hit star 2, and then I'll get to you. I'm going to ask Randa, our director of nutrition, to go over to the other phone and join in on this conversation as we bring in our guest, my friend and everyone in the world's friend, one of the nicest ladies I've ever come to know in the world. Her name is Santita Jackson. She is known as the Queen of Talk Radio. And she's also known as a very loving and caring person who is making a difference and wants to make a difference. I don't know if you're on the phone yet, Santita.
I am right here with you.
Oh, watch out now, everybody.
You're so kind. And I just love you, Robert, and I love everyone at Dietary Life. You all are just the most wonderful people in the world.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you were able to help work with me and figure this out, and we can get you on live. We got people all over the country listening in right now. Quite a few people right there in the Illinois area.
Oh, wonderful.
And if you wouldn't mind, Santita, doing everyone justice for those who are listening in, can you share with them currently what you're doing with your radio show and where you're going as far as a personality and some of your current works that you or projects you have in the work?
Well, you know, I would first of all want to thank you for inviting me to be on with you in this conversation. And I want to thank you for bringing this conversation to my show every Thursday. What is it, at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, so people can go to WVON.com and join in. Because it really has become therapy for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's something, as you well know, Robert, in which I'm quite interested because I've lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
And I had something called the duodenal switch, the biliopancreatic bypass. So many people think that surgery is a magic bullet, and that's a big mistake, if you will, because you see a lot of people who regain their weight. And so I was very interested in your program because it made so much sense. Prior to my surgery, a program very similar to yours worked very well for me. But I love the fact that you have this guiding philosophy of diet-free life. So I have to say all of that before I even get into what I'm doing, because you inspire me.
Mm.
And as my radio show has grown, and we've been very, very blessed to have WVON's top-rated show, and as I've started to do television, you can see me do some commentary on MSNBC and some other television. It has really been remarkable just the outreach that we're able to have on television, on the Internet, on radio. And what's fascinating, Robert, is the reaction that people have to my own story, which goes to the heart of what you discussed. Your mother's been on my show, and you've had other people on my show. It's about transformation and really about actualizing your life, being all that you can be. And it has, as you say, it has nothing to do with fat, I mean with weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And freeing us from that, Robert, I don't think that you know what you've done by telling us to get away from the scale and to really get into how your body feels,
mm-hmm.
which is such a radical concept, Robert. You know, you're really getting us back in touch with our instincts, which really is the best guide that we've got. I mean, you know when your body feels right.
Right.
You know when you put on an extra pound or two or 5 or 10 or 15. You don't have to get on the scale for that. And one of the things that you continue to arc us toward is how do you feel? I mean, I cannot tell you. I mean, I don't know if you've had to lose 10, 15, 20, 100, 200, 300, 400 pounds or even more. But to tell someone that, wait a minute, how do you feel? In fact, I just gave part of the program. I shared part of it with a friend of mine. She just stopped by my home, and I gave her some of my books just so that she and I could begin to work on it together, because she's been afraid to start. But after people hear you and after people talk with you, they're ready to go on. And so, you know, it's part of ministry that I have, and it certainly is a ministry that you have, and I just thank God for you.
Well, thank you very much. And if you hear a woman going, uh-huh, in the background, that's my director of nutrition, Randa.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Randa is, like, she moderates and works with me on the webcast, and she works with all of our directors around the country who have groups. And I've been wanting her to meet you and talk to you because, you know, everyone inside of our group here and our staff are big supporters and fans of everything that you're doing. And we love the synergy that we have together.
Absolutely.
And Randa, as I've mentioned to you, you know, Santita had surgery and she's dropped a lot of weight, 200 pounds, right?
Yep.
That's 200. Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And as a result of, even though she took the approach like with surgery, there's a great story there. And, you know, as we get to see on a regular basis, and Randa could, you know, definitely share insight in this, that we get people to come in who've done that surgery as well as gastric bypass, lap band. Many of them have gained the weight back.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't want to gain it back, and they come inside of our clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically teach them a way of living. But at the end of the day, it keeps coming back to what are we doing to transform how we think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you get that. So share with us a little bit, Santita, for those who are listening, to benefit from as far as how did you, I mean, yes, you dropped 200 pounds, but how have you been able to embrace a different mindset so that you don't gain the weight back?
You know, it's an ongoing process. And I have to tell you, I was crossing the street in New York a few weeks ago. You know, I love New York. I'm a former New Yorker, and they drive in a crazy fashion there. And I was standing with my friend, and I was nearly hit by a cab that was approaching, you know, very quickly. And he literally picked me up and moved me to the sidewalk. And that was such an odd sensation for me, for someone to literally lift me off of my feet.
No. Wow.
You know what I mean? Because I'm unaccustomed to that. And I looked at him and I said, oh, my gosh. You know, I was just so stunned. And I was, when I look back on it, I'm really shocked that I was so stunned. And he said, please, you're easy. He said, small as you are, and I'm not small. I'm like a size 8 now. But. Well, which is small enough.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm 5'7", so that's good. But one of the things that, and so my point is, at the surgery is I'm 5.5 years out. It's an ongoing process. I'm constantly having to tweak my thinking. It's not that I'm not arrogant enough to ever think that I'm completely there. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what got me to the surgery was I really felt in my heart that I was not going to live much longer if I didn't do something quickly.
Right.
And then there was nothing that I could eat that satisfied me. There was no place else that I had to go. And I felt that my body was, A, betraying me because I had gone on 4 formal diets, and I'm not a cheater. I'm someone who adheres to diets rather faithfully. And my body wouldn't move because I had dieted so much that I had put myself into a starvation mode and I'd wrecked my metabolism. You know how it all works physiologically. But I felt that I was in an adipose prison, a fat prison, and I had to stop. So that was one step. Then just after my surgery, literally that evening I had to get up and walk. And they had removed my gallbladder, my appendix, because that's how they did that bypass at that time. And my insides had been rearranged. So clearly I was in a significant amount of pain. But even with that pain, you had to get up and walk. So in my mind, it was get moving. And I was in San Francisco. That's where I had the surgery. And I was on Hyde Street, which is one of the streets that has a trolley car that goes, I mean, the slopes are very, very steep. And my mother was with me, and we would get out and walk, and I promise you it was very, very difficult. But she continued to say to me, you've got to break out of being fat in your mind.
Hmm.
And that's exactly how she put it. And so everyone around me was encouraging me to get up and move, even though I had been moving as someone who was 200 pounds overweight. But I've had to keep moving. And then I had to change the clothes that I was wearing. And the hardest thing for me to do was, once I'd lost 100 pounds, was to get out of the clothes that I'd been wearing for 100 pounds. Because, of course, I wanted to wait until I got to my goal weight, right, or my goal size.
Right.
So I just have, my point is, I kept having to move the needle. And even now, I'm changing the clothes that I wear again. Because now the clothes that I wear are more fitted. And then, I mean, you understand what I mean? It's an evolutionary process.
Right.
And continuing to get moving. When you were on my show a couple of weeks ago, Robert, maybe it was last week, when one of the callers asked me what I did. And I said, the first thing you've got to do is get moving. And you laughed. Because your whole thing was, I would imagine, there is no magic bullet. So really, exercise has become important to me. Feeling my body has become very important to me. And now I'm about to have the surgery to remove the redundant fat, you
wow.
know, the fat that will not move. That's really the last bit of the journey. That's one of the, that's another step. I won't even say that's the last bit of the way. That's another step. And I guess my point is, it's all incremental for me.
Right.
You know, I thought that losing the weight would be it.
Well, you know, I have someone that would like to come on the line who would like to, you know, be a part of this dialogue. Are you ready? So I'm going to bring in all the way from, I believe, East Coast, Daphne Washington has a question.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Randa.
Hey, Daphne.
Hi, Robert. I'm from the West Coast.
Okay, West Coast. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. Listen, I have a question, and I also have a comment for the first question, the lady who's having the blood pressure issue.
Yes.
Want everybody to know, since I've been a food lover, I have come off of my blood pressure medication.
Fantastic.
So it is something that it can happen. The fish oil is like a major, major, major player in it. And also increasing the potassium food and making sure that you have enough magnesium within your diet also, and also adding in the soluble fiber, whether it be through foods or through Bena fibers. Those are some key things that she can do that will help her get to possibly where I am. Okay? So now my second question is the barrage oil. Are there any benefits to taking it before you exercise?
I like to take it on an empty stomach, and the reason being is that people have, the claims have been that the results as far as reducing inflammation, the benefits of barrage oil are much better when taken on an empty stomach versus with food or throughout the day, a different part of the day. That's the only thing I could comment on as far as barrage oil. So I believe by doing that, then it's going to benefit you even for your workout later.
Okay. Great. All right. Wow,
all right.
This is great. I love this.
All right. Thanks a lot, Daphne.
All righty.
Thanks, Daphne. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye, Rhonda.
Okay. So the way that you do it, if you have a question specifically for Santita or based on what we've talked about or what we're going to be talking about, then on your phone, just go ahead and hit *2, and I'll see your hand go up, and I will bring you on. So you hear that, Santita? Here's a lady who had high blood pressure. And through food and just upgrading her education, she no longer takes any medication.
Thank God for that. Because, you know, I think understanding the health issues, because it really is it's not about what you look like. It is about your health. And, you know, I didn't realize I was getting sick. That was, you know, I understand exactly what you mean. I went, You know, when the doctor took a little too long to come back to report the results of my physical to me, and in fact, I failed it just prior to my surgery, and they thought they were going to have to give me open heart surgery. And so, you know, I've and that's, you know, that's a struggle that I will never forget. I'll never, ever forget it. And that's why what you're doing with Diet Free Life means so much to me, because I'm seeing the impact that it is having on so many lives. So many people are calling me and they're telling me, A, that this has changed my life. You know, Shapiro called in, Robert, and she said, you saved my life.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying. You know, it means so much.
Now, one of your friends from New York recently worked with one of our coaches here in the program.
Absolutely.
And I heard this morning that she was down like 11 pounds.
And, you know, this was after she had hit a plateau.
Wow.
And it was frustrating for her, but you've helped her, and please, even you've even strengthened for me the mind-body connection. You know,
that's great. So Randa, you know, here you have someone who's gone through it. She's totally, like, moving forward and upgrading her life on a regular basis. What question would you have for Santita based on the fact that she, you know, had surgery and she's moving forward and she's constantly getting better and better and better?
The first question that popped in my head is, what's your goal? Like, what's your goal right now at the present moment?
Oh, after I get the redundant fat removed, more than anything, I just want to be healthy. I cannot emphasize that enough. You know, Randa, I didn't realize how sick I had gotten.
Sure.
I mean, I did not know. And when I look back over it, when I look back over that, when I look at my records, you know, I did not have long to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I get further and further away from the surgery, as I get settled into my body, I can see what a gift, not a given, but what a gift your health is.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me want to get up and walk.
Sure.
Even if I'm wearing heels. I mean, no, really. Because, I mean, I take pride in the fact that I can walk a couple of miles and not think about it.
Yeah.
Now, would you say that there's a difference between, say, losing weight based on the scale and losing weight based on wanting to have more energy and better health?
You know, look, we're a visceral culture. You know, you need to see something. So, of course, you want to see a difference. You know what I mean? You want to see a visible change in your size and all of that. But mentally, emotionally, you have to get to another place when you're really losing weight to, or just change, losing the fat, A, and losing the fat to gain control of your health.
Right.
You know, I mean, I cannot tell you how freeing it is to take us off of the scale,
mm-hmm.
Robert. I mean, because the scale makes you see, I mean, you judge yourself. And just to see my clothes be looser, that's what a gift. I
right.
can't tell you, because when you go to the doctor, you don't even want to go to the doctor. That was like misery for me before.
Well, I mean, but haven't you seen, or did this happen to you where you start to gain weight, and then you get to a place where you have to buy new clothes.
Yeah.
And so you just take those clothes that you can't wear anymore, you put them in the closet, and you say, you know what, I'll get back to those.
You know what, I would just keep getting bigger clothes, you know, or clothes that stretched. And now I feel it. I can feel it when I put on maybe 5 pounds. I can feel it, and I really do watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do. But I'm finding that as I employ even these refined techniques that I've learned from Diet Free Life, that it really does help you in your mind to just to eat properly, just to eat properly, so that you pretty much know that you're not going to put the weight back on.
Right.
You know, particularly if you double up on your protein. You know, get the carbs right. I mean, this is just really great.
Yeah. And I think to back up what you're saying, you know, we have, I would say, probably 90% of the clients that come in here that we coach, I mean, really the first 3 weeks or the 21-day metabolism makeover are just as much about nutrition and tweaking the daily nutrition that's already going on, as well as the psychological and mental approach to weight loss and health in terms of, you know, body fat versus weight on the scale versus body composition. And you know, the goal and ultimately what we want to see by the end of the 3 weeks, and most of the time that happens, is that there is a shift in mentality. You know, I had one client who came in, and she was faithful throughout the 21-day metabolism makeover and just really hit it hard and came in and got on the scale. And, you know, our body composition machine, all you see first is just the weight. And she got on, and pretty much her weight was exactly the same 3 weeks later. And I could see the look in her face. I mean, she just dropped, you know. And I said, just hold on. And the little circles kind of went down. And then her body composition came up. So her body fat percentage, her lean body mass, her fat percent, and, you know, it spit out the little paper, and we took a look at it. And, I mean, ultimately she was down 10 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
She was down about 5 pounds of body fat, but she was up in lean body mass and lean muscle tissue. And she, right before she walked out of here, and we explained it and went through it and just talked about body composition versus simply just the number on the scale. And she walked out of here and she said, I will never think about my body in the same way again. You know, I mean, it's just a complete shift in the understanding of what is going on as far as body composition goes. So I think that all goes along exactly with what you're saying.
Well, you know, I have to back that up because that's where I am now. Because I don't even look at, I have a different kind of scale. Because I'm always trying to find out how lean I am.
Sure.
So that I have changed
yeah.
in that. I mean, I want to know how lean I am. I want to know how much fat I have.
Yeah.
And because since in the past 5 years, my lean mass, my weight, I'm back to the weight that I was maybe 2.5 years out from surgery, but I have 20 pounds more of lean mass.
Wow.
So my composition changed.
Completely changed,
completely
yeah.
Completely changed.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is how if someone's listening to us have this conversation, or you two talking, and if they're in the industry and they understand body composition, they're walking around the house with their arms up going, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But if someone's listening in, they just left, say, a group program where everything is about the scale, they don't know anything about the difference between dropping fat and just losing weight, then they would be sitting there going, what are they talking about?
Well, you know what? I can just tell you how it feels. I think you can talk about it more scientifically than I. It is, you just literally stronger, and you burn fat much more efficiently. It's just much easier to maintain your weight loss when you're leaner. I mean, I can feel it because I felt that I had put on about 15 pounds, just really not being careful. And I made a lot of changes. Some of them were emotional changes, and this happened over the past year, quite frankly, and really from September until December.
Hmm.
I said, whoa, whew. There were just a lot of things that I was doing. I think I was working. My personal life, I'd allowed that to just go, well, what's more important, my work, yada, yada, yada. I changed all of that around. But then, too, I just took more care with my food again. And, you know, I got away from sugar again. Because on my particular program, I need to take enzymes in order to keep from losing too much weight.
Right.
Because I'm malabsorbed, so it's a little different. But in principle, I think it is the same thing. You know, what you've got to do is really take care of yourself. I don't know any other way to put it. I just really had to learn how to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that all begins, obviously, with there's a learning curve. There's a lot of new education that takes place.
Yeah.
And then you're empowered.
That's true. And, I mean, and I feel that very much because I started going through your DVDs and, you know, and the workouts and all of that. And it's just so inspiring.
Well, have you worked out with me yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you worked out with me yet?
Oh, I started working out with you then. But I enjoyed it.
All right, we got to get you to California, and I'll take you through a live class.
Oh, no, okay.
Didn't sound so sure about that one.
Well, but you know what? I will do it. I'm looking forward to that.
That's great.
Because that's so important.
It would be
fun.
We would have a good time. Well, for those of you who are listening in for the first time, every Thursday, Santita Jackson, who we're talking to, has me on her show. She gives me an opportunity to be a voice in Chicago, Illinois. But the good news is you can be anywhere in the world and listen to her show live Monday through Friday on WVON.com. And if you forget for some reason and you're not writing this down, then every Wednesday and Thursday I have it posted on our website so that you can just click and just go right over. And then you can learn about Santita Jackson, if you don't know about her already, and her show. And like my mom listens to Santita Jackson like every day from Indiana.
That is so sweet because of you.
She is hooked. So she's like, when are they going to have internet radio in the car?
Oh, my goodness.
It's coming. I know it's coming. I've seen, I've been to a couple of conferences where we're not far away.
Well, I'm so glad about this. Now I know I can chew it into you.
There you go. We call it Fat Loss Tuesday. We have a webcast. We have a lot of questions, which those of you who are submitting questions, we're going to get to. I'm just so thankful that Santita has given us the opportunity to talk to her, and I hope you guys can tune in on Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And I guess that would be 10 a.m. Chicago time.
That's right. That's right.
So
and
Thursday.
I can't wait to have you back. I can't wait.
Well, I will be there, and we're going to let you go, Santita, so we can get to these guys' questions.
Well, blessings to you, and thank you both for having me on.
Thank you for being on.
You are awesome. You're inspiration, and we are supporters, fans, and friends.
Well, thank you for inspiring me
and my
listeners.
And talk to you on Thursday.
Love you. God
bless.
Bye-bye,
Santita.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Now, wasn't that awesome, Randa?
That was great. She's great.
She's down 200 pounds, you guys. So if you're listening, and now you guys are sending in questions, you know, Santita's a friend. She will definitely be back on the show again and again. But I'm on her show. We have a lot of fun, good music, every Thursday at those times. And, Randa, I strongly recommend you tune in and listen.
All right. In between coaching sessions.
In between coaching sessions. So we're working. So, again, if you guys have questions, we're going to go back to the questions, Randa, and I'm going to ask you the questions, and let's hear how the director of nutrition would answer it, who is a food lover specialist. My right hand, you guys, I'm telling you, she knows food lovers. If something happened to me, God forbid, tomorrow, Randa knows food lovers, and you guys – you would be in good hands between my wife, Krista, and Randa. Everything works out.
Well, we all hope nothing happens to you, Robert.
Yeah, I don't want anything to happen to me either. Okay, so here's a question. Lisa from Jerseyville, Illinois, she says, is Sobe Life waters okay to drink? Also, well, let's go there. What would you say to that? What's your answer, Randa?
I'd say, yeah, they're the light ones. You know, the lady I was just talking about, if you were just on, the one who lost 10 inches and dropped body fat and gained lean body mass, that's all she drinks. I mean, she detests water. We're working on that. We're working on getting more water in, just plain water. But that's what she drinks. And she came in 21 days later and just had done great. So the ones she has, I think, are the Sobe Lights. They have, like, 5 calories, I think.
Oh, I know all about those because that's one of my favorite drinks when I go to Pesto Pasta, which is a pasta restaurant locally here in Ventura County, California. The owner of that pasta restaurant, that chain, he dropped 40 pounds with
awesome.
Food lovers. The owner of a pasta restaurant, you guys. I mean, what's funny is I tell, like, my partners with the infomercial, I say, why isn't this gentleman in the infomercial? Because he's around pasta all day.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason he became a client was because I was a guy walking around town saying, you can still eat pasta and lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And he had pasta, I kid you not. I mean, have you been to Pesto Pasta?
No, I have a lot of friends that have gone, but I have not been yet.
Well, if any of your clients ever say they're going there, trust me. I mean, Ken dropped 40 pounds, has kept it off, looks great, and he ate pasta every day. many, many times.
That's great.
And
that's...
he's a big supporter. So, Lisa, I hope you got the answer there. Sobe Light's great. And then she went on to ask. Also, last week I asked about the detox. Was it safe for diabetics? And she said, I said, you could do the detox, but modify it and or call the office to call in. So just openly, Randa, because you see people that walk in here and we talk to people on the phone. Can a diabetic do the detox drop?
Yes.
There you go, Lisa. Do the detox drop. Monitor your blood sugar, and I'm right there with you as far as Randa's answer. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And you could modify it. If you can't handle the smoothies, the modification would be make all your meals in place of smoothies a version B fat loss plate. So that would be the recommendation I would give you for that.
Yeah.
Next question, Randa, from John at Amsterdam. John asks, is V8 juice acceptable?
Yes.
So
yes, it is. V8 juice is great. One recommendation would be to choose a low-sodium version just to make sure you're not getting too much sodium. But, yeah, V8 juice is fantastic.
Now, with the V8, low sodium, wouldn't that be horrible, on taste?
I like it, but...
Oh, you do?
I do. Yeah, I do. I actually have a bunch in my pantry.
Wow. Well, we have a question. Someone has their hand up in Lafayette, Indiana. So I'm going to bring this person on. Let's find out who it is, Randa.
All right.
Okay, you are on live. Who are we talking to?
Hi, Robert. Hi, Randa. This is Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Well, you are loud and clear, Angela. How are you?
I'm absolutely wonderful. Real quick question. I think I know the answer, but I just need confirmation. I'd mentioned to you guys Saturday that my husband was going to be doing the detox. He hates strawberries. I forgot to ask you, can I sub any slow carb like blackberries in place of the strawberries?
Yes.
Okay, and the results will be equal
the
as
results
well.
Will be the same,
okay.
Yes.
I thought so. Just needed confirmation for
All
him.
All right, well, you're awesome.
Thanks, so are you guys.
Any other questions?
No, not at the moment.
Well, yeah, for those of you who are listening, we got to meet. We were in Indiana last week. Myself, Randa, Irma, and as we were at the women's conference, we got to meet Angela, who's on the phone, and she came up, and we got to meet her for the first time, and she went from a 16 to a size 6, and I must say, you look great, but your spirit and energy was just amazing. You are one of the kindest people I've ever met,
mm-hmm.
And I'm just so fortunate and thankful to now have you as a friend.
Yeah.
That's a two-way street. It really is. Needless to say, I still have on my glass slippers, and I think y'all know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like Cinderella at the ball. Just so much reality came in that moment of, wow, look at where I am. You know, and it is not, it's been hard work. It's been perseverance, but, you know, it is what it is. As I'm pacing my floor in my very, very baggy shorts, I need to go shopping tomorrow. My size 12s will not stay up anymore without suspenders, my husband says.
Yeah, that's just great. You know, Angela is also a director. You know, she's taking everything that she's learned and the experience that she's had on this journey and sharing it with others. And so she's doing great as a director of a diet-free group. Thanks, Angela.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, thank you guys.
Well,
have
too.
A great night.
But
all right,
for calling
bye-bye.
In.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, wasn't that cool?
That
well,
was
if you guys
great.
Have a question, all you got to do is raise your hand by going star 2, right? Star 2, and that raises your hand. So let's go back to some questions for Randa because she can't wait to answer. Actually, this is a good question from Christine Davis from Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. The question is, why don't your recipes include the sodium count? Ooh, I haven't had that question in a while. So do you mind if I answer that one, Randa?
Go for it.
The reason we don't have the sodium or the cholesterol count on our recipes as far as the nutrition breakdown is because we don't add any salt
mm-hmm.
to anything, and so it wasn't necessary to put it on anything. We don't have a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon. We don't say salt to taste. The only thing we say to taste would be your garlics and your pepper, and herbs. So there was no need to put sodium on anything. So that's the only reason it's not there. It's because we don't add anything that has, like, sodium, like, impacting in it. So.
Yeah. And I must say, I just if you all are making recipes from the cookbooks in the kit, I would definitely recommend going on to dietfreelife.com and checking out the recipes on there as well. I just made for my family for tonight the spaghetti Alfredo and had a little bit before I left, and it was amazing. It's got 15 grams of protein per serving, and it's really good, Robert. Good recommendation.
Well, good recommendation. I put a lot of time and energy into creating that
good creation,
Alfredo.
I should say.
So if anyone wants that recipe, just email us and let us know, because and I can't take the credit for it, because there was one of our Food Lovers, you know, members over in that came to me over at the community on myfoodlovers.com, and she emailed me and said, I want, like, a really good Alfredo sauce. And I said, well, if I tweak some recipes and create one, will you, like, give it to your family and then
wow.
give me a thumb up or a thumb down?
Mm.
And so we did that, and she came back and said it was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, it is.
And if you're a vegetarian or vegan, if you use this Alfredo sauce just with noodles, you get 15 grams of protein.
Yeah.
Just with the sauce and noodles.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Great.
Okay, moving back to the questions, we have Linda from Cleveland. She says, hi, I am finally into the snacking thing. However, I find myself snacking way too often.
Mm.
What kind of recommendation do you have, Randa?
You know, I would ask you what your snacks are. And I've definitely worked with clients where, well, two things to look at. One, what are your snacks? Are they keeping you satiated, meaning are they keeping you full for the duration of the 2 to 3 hour time period? The second question I would ask, and I've encountered this with a client, is are you eating more out of habit than you are out of hunger? Because a lot of people, you know, we have some people come in and they wait 5-6 hours to eat. But then I've also had clients who are just grazers. You know, they're just used to eating every half hour, every hour, and that's just a habit that that needs to be recognized as a habit and then worked on. But I think it's important to know what your snack is, and are you feeling full from that snack? And if not, then to eat a complete snack that's going to keep you full.
Right. So keep a close eye on how much, like, in your snacks, are they higher in carbs? And I've seen people really get control with their snacks, that they really focus on snacks that are highest in protein / fat and fiber.
Mm-hmm.
What I like to do personally is I look for snacks, especially at night. I'll look at the total amount of carbs, and then I'll look at the total of the protein, fat, and fiber together, and I make sure that the combined total of fat, protein, and fiber is higher than the total amount of carbs. And that really, really helps me. It's a no-brainer. And then I have, like, a really good snack for the evening, or the type of snacks that hold me over for a longer period of time.
So can you give us an example of one of your evening snacks, Robert?
One of my evening snacks?
Yeah.
One of my go-to snacks is the EAS Carb Control Shake.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other favorite snacks is I have a high-fiber bread. I'll take, like, a wheat thin. And not everyone can find those, you know, the thin slices
sandwich
of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll take either hummus or peanut butter and put it on there. And then instantly, you know, the fat is real high, the protein is real high, the fiber is high, and the carb count is real low.
Awesome.
And then you can go with, like, a Greek yogurt, find one that's real high in protein, throw some berries in there.
Oh, yeah. That's my go-to snack.
Diabetic syrup. Life is great.
Nice.
So I'm going to bring Karen Brown from Durham, North Carolina on. How are you, Karen?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So what
Hi,
are you? What kind of questions do you have?
Well, I'm relatively new to this.
Welcome.
And I sort of, like, fell off the wagon. So my question is, do I go back to day one, or do I start from where, you know, pick up from where I am and get myself back on board?
Okay. You go first, Randa.
Yeah, you know, and that's common. And you know, as Robert always says, you don't go in the past. You just start with your next meal or snack. And the beauty of Food Lovers is that You don't really ever need to start again, if you will, but you choose a strategy. And so I don't know if you've read in Food Lovers for Life in the journal about the two different strategies. There's strategy one and strategy two. And strategy one basically means that you take the approach of the first 21 days and those hard and fast rules, mainly of those first 7 days. So working on avoiding, you know, excess sodium and sugar, the Dirty Dozen,
mm-hmm.
enriched bleached flour, the alcohol, and, you know, drinking all your water. So taking those concepts that Robert mm-hmm. lays out in the 21-Day Metabolism Makeover and continuing those on strategy one as opposed to, if you will, starting over. Now, one thing I would say you would want to start over is journaling. So
mm-hmm.
if you've stopped journaling, then that's one thing I would definitely pick up with. And then just go to strategy one, if you're able to, which we call the accelerated fat loss. And strategy two is the classic approach where you, you know, you have the wine and the white flour on occasion, and just make that work. And we can, you know, we can talk about that. But that's what I would say, Robert. How about you?
No, I think that's, I mean, what do you think, Karen?
Where you talk about the second one, where you have the occasional
mm-hmm.
wine and whatever,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm sort of like all or nothing, so
yes.
I need to like probably do strategy one.
Okay, well, my mom, Karen, I
mm-hmm.
kid you not, if she was on the phone, this is what she would say. She goes, yeah, my son is all about, you know, back and forth, strategy one, strategy two, but I know me. And she would say that I am sticking with strategy number one.
Yeah.
So she continues on the 21-day, basically.
Okay.
And I would say go back to that and reread everything, listen to audio CDs again,
mm-hmm.
and treat it like it's like, you know what, let's start from scratch, and I'm going day one, and I'm
yeah.
going to work it.
Yeah.
And like Randa said, new goals, start journaling,
mm-hmm.
keep, you know, tune in, let us know how you're doing next week. You know,
right.
let us call in next week and say, hey, you guys, it's been 7 days, I'm doing good.
Okay.
And we'll start getting used to hearing from you, Karen.
Okay, that sounds good, because if I could get the food part down, my exercise part is great.
Great.
I've never had a problem with that.
Awesome.
It's the food part that I've got to get under control.
Mm-hmm. You know, Karen, there's a lot to learn,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, what I tell people is, you know, especially on a lot of diets, I think there's just this desire to just do it real fast and
mm-hmm.
to learn it all. And what I tell my clients is this is the rest of your life, so take your time with it. You know, spend time on day one learning snacks, going into the snack and treat guide and checking or highlighting or writing down all those snacks that look good to you so that you have,
mm-hmm.
a baseline and, you know, really just take the time to learn it rather than trying to rush through it so you can see results.
Right.
Really just take your time with it. Learn it because, again, this is how you're going to eat for the rest of your life, and this
right.
is what's going to keep you lean and healthy. So, yeah, take your time with it as you go through it this next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, Karen.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Okay, so we're going to bring Harold from Hot Springs, Arkansas. I like Hot Springs. How you doing, Harold?
Actually, this is Kelly. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Okay, well, who's Harold?
My husband.
Okay, well, sorry about that.
It's okay. So you like Hot Springs, huh?
I do.
You come here.
Well, we're going to make that happen because we're setting up and putting our schedule together as we speak.
Well, that's great. Well, I kind of have maybe a triple, quadruple question.
Ooh, I like those.
Okay. Well, first of all, I feel very healthy doing the plan, which is a great positive for me. I started on January 25th, and I really stuck to the plan almost to a T for the first 21 days. I lost about 7 pounds, lost a few inches, and I've actually just kind of, I'm very frustrated at this point because I'm, basically, for the last several weeks, I've been at a standstill. I keep floating back and forth between a few pounds and so forth, and I'm drinking all my water, I'm sticking to the plan. I've had a few slip-ups, but not major. And what I'm really curious about is because I'm a very heavy-set woman, I weigh a little over 300 pounds, and I was under the assumption that I would probably lose more quicker because I'm heavier, like the nice young lady that was on the Monique show.
Yes.
I thought I would be kind of in line with something like that, and I'm just not there, and I'm really confused as to why. Like yesterday, for instance, I journaled all my calories and so forth, and it was probably close to 1,700 calories for the day. And I'm wondering, one of my first question is am I maybe not eating enough or eating the wrong thing?
Well, I mean, you're right. That is a loaded question. However, we're going to be there with you to help you out. You could be eating too less calories, and your metabolism obviously is slowing down so that it can compensate because you said you're exercising.
Yes.
Sounds like you have a good amount of lean body mass.
Yes.
Which tells me that you could be in that place where you're not getting enough food. Then it's really looking at exactly what you're eating.
Okay.
So let me ask you some questions.
Okay.
Are you eating every 2 to 3 hours?
Yes.
Give me an example of 2 snacks that you eat regularly.
One may be, there's Sundays that I'll eat, like, I don't know if you've heard of them, the Land O'Lakes little cheese cubes that they have, and I'll eat some Wheat Thins with it. Another example of a snack would be a Luna bar, an apple with maybe a piece of cheese. Sometimes I do the shakes, the whey protein shakes and such.
Okay, what about your evening snack?
The evening snacks just vary. Like last night, I actually had an apple.
Okay. And then your do you work out in the morning or in the evening?
Usually it's about midday.
Okay. And so after your workouts, you have a time where you have lunch?
Yes, yes. And I have been, you know, I don't get in on the actual first 30 minutes, but it's usually within 45 minutes I eat a meal after I work out.
Okay. And do you eat mostly version A, B, or C for dinner?
I would say mainly A.
Okay. So my only recommendation right now, based on what you said, I would, for about 7 days, I would switch to a version B for dinner.
Okay.
And keep everything else the same.
Okay.
And then I would like you to email Randa,
mm-hmm.
and then she can give you some additional information so that we can help you break past this plateau.
Okay.
I do want to compliment you because sometimes, depending on our past, depending on how many diets we've done or gained weight or lost weight, medications, et cetera, our body will fight really hard to hang on and to its set point.
Okay.
But what I've seen, I mean, I kid you not, I had a woman once I worked with for 12 weeks, 12 mm-hmm. weeks, and she did everything right. I had to become a master, like I became like the motivator 20 times better than Tony Robbins because – in 12 weeks, she lost 2 pounds.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
But check this out. The next 12 weeks of working with her, she dropped 20 pounds.
Wow. Okay.
And she went on to continue dropping, and who knows why her body did that. But she felt better during the process.
Mm-hmm.
It was just hard mentally to stay motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at right now because I'm trying to really stay motivated because I want this, you know, for my health, you know, and for aesthetic purposes, obviously. But it's really for my health, and I feel like I've been just really diligent, and that's where I'm almost to the point of crying. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, we're here. So do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
So I would like you to write down. I'm going to give you an email.
Okay.
It's Randa's email. It's R-A-N.
R-A-N.
D-A.
Okay.
@dietfreelife.com.
Okay.
And just email Randa. She's on the phone, obviously.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we're going to kind of look at your journal. So I want you to email her like the last 3 days of what you ate,
okay.
The time you ate it, when you exercised, what time that was. And
right.
Then we're going to tweak it for you, and we're going to put you on a plan. And for everybody listening, we want, we're going to have Kelly, you know, chime in, and we're going to help you break through this plateau.
Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, and
can I ask one more quick question?
Yeah.
The whole family is on the plan, and I have a 9-year-old daughter that also, she's basically on the plan, and I send her school lunches and so forth. Does she pretty much need to eat everything that we're eating, or do I need to tweak anything or add anything for her?
When it comes to kids, everything stays the same.
Okay.
There's no difference. And
there's no difference. Okay.
Yeah, so you're doing great.
I know you said your daughter eats on the plan, and so I thought that was okay.
Yeah, and you know what? I have a kid program that hopefully will become available to the general public. And it's the same eating plan. It's really tricks and tips and strategies on how to get the kids on board when that's the last thing they want to do is make some changes to their eating.
Right. Yeah. Well, she's actually taken to it like a duck on water, so it's been great.
That's great.
Yeah, so we're with you. We're going to help you out. So you got the email, right?
Yes.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, that was a good call there. We're going to help Kelly out. I'm glad you took the time to call. What do you think of that, Randy? Are you going to be able to help her go all the way?
Oh, yes. That's what I'm here for.
Well, we have some other questions. If you notice, we're going past the 60-minute mark because we took time and we spoke with Santita, and there was a lot of questions that came in. So I apologize for those of you who are in a hurry, but the replay will be available so you can come back to it. Again, if you have any questions, all you have to do on your phone, if you're listening in, is to hit *2, and your hand raises up, and then we can get right back to you. But going back to the questions, someone said that here's a question that comes in from Chiquita Lindsay from Louisville, Kentucky, one of my other favorite places in the world. She says, Robert, when you began the program with the detox drop, do you still start at day one of the program? My recommendation, if you do the detox drop and you start with that, during the detox drop, read in the 21-day metabolism makeover days 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you're done with, you know, the detox drop, day 6, on day 7, you transition into Food Lovers and continue doing that for 21 days. Because you already have the hard and fast rules in place. Now it's just a matter of going from the cleanse into using food. And there's no other programs out there that I know of that are a cleanse or detox that are with you after you're done with the detox or cleanse. So, any other recommendations you would have for her, Randy?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what that's what I was going to say. So,
great minds think alike. Another question we had from Sherry from PT St. Lucie. I'm not sure where that is. But can you take the healthier Trim Thermo Energy Booster with Fat Fighter? I would go wherever you got that product from. I would go to the store and ask them if you could. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't, because the five-way Fat Fighter is basically a B-complex multivitamin with green tea extract and chromium, some other things that contribute to faster metabolism. I don't see where it would it's not going to get you shaky or anything crazy like that, so I don't see why you wouldn't be able to. Then moving on, we have Liz Stone. This is for you, Randa, from Henderson, Texas. What is the percentage breakdown of our calories for carbs, protein, and fat? She said, I'm eating 1,650 calories a day. I'm 5'3 and 133 pounds. I work out 5 days a week for 30 minutes doing high-intensity workouts like jumping jacks, jump rope, jogging in place, et cetera. I still need to lose 5 to 10 more.
So is the question the breakdown per meal?
Well, you know how a lot of people want to know, like, is it, like the zone was popular, you know, 40, 30, 30. We don't do that with Food Lovers.
Right.
It's really a combination of a variety of foods where you have carbs, you have fat, and you have protein. You're eating 1,650 calories a day. My concern is that you're probably, this lady's going to hit a roadblock because she said every day, 5 days a week, she's doing high-intensity workouts.
Yeah, she's not eating enough.
Yeah, not enough recovery time,
mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate because I know there's programs on a national basis that are out there, some through infomercials, some through programs where people work out hard every day, and you'll get results for a moment, but then you're going to hit a plateau because you need that recovery time in order to really maximize your metabolism. So my recommendation, if I was doing high intensity, I would go hard on Monday, but not as hard on Tuesday.
Right.
And if you've been consistent, then I would go hard on Wednesday, and then again the next day I wouldn't go as hard. And that's why sometimes people actually get better results when they exercise less than exercising more.
Yeah, that happened to me years ago. I was exercising way too much and not eating enough, and my body composition didn't change one bit. So.
Yeah, so you heard it right there, you guys, from Randa. This lady is leaner today than before she had two kids.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And she follows the program. I mean, she's on it. Trust me.
Absolutely.
We got Joanne from Warren. She says, how can this work for us if you're one that's not able to cook every day? Help. Okay, go for it, Randa.
Can you ask that again? I'm sorry.
She says, how can this program work for us if you're one, the type of person that doesn't or isn't able to cook every day?
Well, yeah, you know, I always bring up examples of when I work with clients. But I have a client that just, she doesn't cook. One, she doesn't like to cook. Two, she doesn't have time to cook. And so that's the great thing about Food Lovers, is that if you learn how to make a fat loss plate, you know, and you really get that down, you can go out, and plus there's the eating out advisor in the back of your kind of your resource journal on the left-hand side of your journal. And you can use that to figure out how to eat healthy and continue to lose weight. But I would say, you know, if you're not cooking, as long as you make sure that you have some protein sources they're very quick, like protein powder or the EAS shakes or something like that, where you don't necessarily have to cook them, as well as your carbs, and then just make sure you're getting your fat loss plate. You don't necessarily have to cook all your meals.
Well, there you go. So we had a person in the beginning when we first came out with Food Lovers, well, as far as on the national level, who went to McDonald's every day.
Mm.
And lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tested it, and you can make a fat loss plate anywhere.
Yeah.
So you can do it. And if you have questions and need help, you know, then come to these weekly webcasts. And we are going to be consistent, everyone. So every Tuesday, same time. That's right. Same numbers. Everything's the same. We have Fat Loss Tuesday live conference. We're going to start having more guests, and we're going to have a cool series coming up soon. Also, before I forget, Randa, I put it out there in the newsletter today. And for those who are listening, if you aren't getting the newsletter, make sure you sign up for our free newsletter, because every Monday or Tuesday we send it out with new recipes, updates, et cetera, as well as a reminder for our teleconference and webcast. But we're going to be having our very first four-day, three-night Food Lovers Challenge Retreat. It's coming up, Randa.
All right.
So sometime between May and October of this year, we'll have our first one, and we'll be announcing it soon. So I think we'll be looking at the numbers, and we're going to go based on or choose the month that we put on the very first one based on the response we've been getting from those who get the newsletter and who are food lovers.
Great.
We had a question about from Linda in Cleveland. When are we going to Cleveland? Sooner than later. I like Cleveland. We were there earlier this year. I didn't do a seminar, but we were there. The question comes back. Great question, Christine from Drexel Hill. She said, when we talked about sodium as far as it's not on our nutritional breakdown, she said that certain food is naturally has sodium in it, and that is true. However, we always recommend, if you notice in our recipes, go with reduced sodium. You know, whenever you can, whether it's a broth, whether it's beans. If it's ketchup, I wouldn't do that because you're not consuming that much. Plus, the reduced sodium or no sodium ketchup is horrible. So, again, we're food lovers. And for 15 years, this same plan has helped people reduce or lower their hypertension and get great results when it comes to blood pressure. And so we've been very consistent with the plan. And fortunately, we have the years behind us and the thousands of people who have been able to go with these recipes and the way we combine the food and see only benefits. And so that's where it all comes from, Christine. But I hear you. It makes a lot of sense. And a lot of people don't know it, but chicken and meats and cheese, they all have salt in them. What we've noticed with their plan is it's consistent in helping people who are concerned with hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do three more questions, Randa. Is there anything you want to bring up today?
These are great questions. They're covering a broad range, so not specifically.
I do want to say that for those of you who are thinking about being a director for a diet-free group, your group, you know, there's a theme. You pick and choose whatever you want to call your group, and we're going to be there to support you. We're going to start having a weekly or biweekly webcast just for directors where we can talk more about the details of Food Lovers and go over lesson plans. So Randa will be sending out an email to all of you who are directors and those who want to be a director. It doesn't cost anything. All you need is one other person, and then we will help you help them as well as yourself. So we're hoping to spread the good news, and we need more people like Angela, like my mom, who are willing to share the good news and establish new relationships with people who all want to be lean and healthy and have a lot of fun in the process. So with that being said, let's answer three more questions, and then we're going to end today's conference. Lisa from Jerseyville, Illinois, she says, I can green beans. Can I have, okay, I'm paraphrasing this, I guess. Can I have green beans and tomato juice and salsa? You have to put salt in it to reserve it. Are these things okay to have? So.
Absolutely.
There you go. Absolutely. Now, the salt you add to it, if you don't have concerns with, you know, hypertension, then I would do that. But there's some salt alternatives out there also. And since you're going to put it in like a salsa or something like that to preserve it, then some of the options or alternatives will do the exact same thing. So I recommend you do that, Lisa, is look into some alternatives. You know, go to Google or online, Yahoo, and, you know, type in alternatives of salt, and you'll get a whole bunch of ideas.
Yeah. Hey, Robert, I'm going to bow out before the last two questions. I've got a client that I'm going to coach right now.
Okay, well, you go ahead and do your coaching, and I'm going to answer these last two questions. But thank you, Randa, for being here.
Okay, we'll see you all next week.
Okay, so Lisa, your question is, are Luna bars okay to have for most of your snacks throughout the day? Answer is yes. She also says, I've always been a big chocolate lover, and Luna Bar has helped her stay away from binge eating on a lot of chocolate, which is great. So if anyone who is experiencing the same things, then Luna Bars can prove beneficial. The Z Bars, I really like if you can find them. Great chocolate taste, peanut taste, very delicious and low in calories. So those are great snacks for me, some of my favorites. Next question is from Amy, Little M. The question or statement is, speaking of total calories per day, how do we determine the correct amount? Everybody's different, Amy. So when it comes to total amount of calories per day, it totally is different depending on the person. If you're 6 feet tall, 350 pounds, your calories are going to be totally different than someone who's 5'1", 140 pounds. But what we've discovered is that when you combine your foods based on the hand size as a visual, the way we explain in Food Lovers, as well as the portion size when it comes to half cup or cup and 3 ounces or 5 ounces, then you get an adequate amount of calories that are going to support you. And then along the way, depending on your activity, you will eat a little less or actually eat a little more in order to keep the weight from going down. So that's kind of how all that would work. But we're here to help you. And if you ever have questions, you can email in, and then we're going to be right there to help you out along the way. So just keep in mind all of, you know, us listening, you know, we're a family, and the goal here is to help each other be successful, and then we pay it forward, which means help someone else. And that's what I love about what we're doing with directors and people who want to actually establish, you know, some support for Food Lovers in their local community. So let's do two more. I'm going to get through these questions. Another question was about the Fat Fighter. I have been taking a vitamin that is called Ultra Women's Sports Vitamin World. It has the same thing plus more, so if you were taking both, would it be much more of the same stuff? Well, it sounds like it may be much more of the same stuff. if you feel that it's